Hey, how you doing? This is Brian Kane, your mental performance mastery coach here with the Peak Performance Podcast. And today we're doing a spotlight on a MPM, that's Mental Performance Mastery, certified coach, Zach Sorensen. Zach played Major League Baseball with both the Cleveland Indians and the Los Angeles Angels. And he's most recently worked with the Texas Rangers as one of their minor league mental performance coaches. Zach, thanks for joining us here on the podcast.
Absolutely. Always excited to be here with Kane.
Yeah, man. Well, glad to have you. No, I felt like I just saw you last weekend at the house for a mental performance mastery coach's total immersion. And I'm actually going to be staying at your house this weekend in St. George when I go out there to do a run, man. So getting my fulfillment of Zach Sorensen recently. But for the people that have not gotten their fulfillment of Zach Sorensen, would you kind of give your story and your pathway as to how you got into the field of mental performance mastery and kind of how you got to where you are today?
Yeah, awesome. You know, growing up, for me, it was baseball, and all I wanted to do was play in the big leagues. And like many of us do, that was the goal, that was the dream. And I was able to make it there and play in the big leagues. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, the last 150 or so games as a player, I remember being that guy that was kind of saying to myself, please don't hit me the ball. And believe it or not, I think a lot of us are out there, even at the elite level, asking us or saying that type of thing. So I got done playing the game. I was out of the game for several years, but loved the game, loved sports, and wanted to get back in some form or fashion. And I had some great advice given to me by now the president of the Toronto Blue Jays, Mark Shapiro. He says, listen to yourself talk, and you'll figure out where your passion is. And man, I love talking hitting. I love talking defense. But for me, when I start talking peak performance, I get super excited. And the reason why is because I know it's a difference maker. There's a lot of amazing coaches out there that can help you with the physical side of things, whether that be strength or technical coaches on the field. But for me, I needed the mental edge as a player. And that was a void that I wasn't able to really fulfill. And I knew that was keeping guys from being their very best. So, you know, one day I said, you know, how can I get back in the game and make an impact and influence others in a way that's different than what's out there? And I jumped into peak performance.
And kind of what was that like for you? You know, because a lot of the people listening to this, Zach, and imagine, I want you to imagine the people listening to this are either people that are going through the Mental Performance Mastery certification course, have gone through it and are wondering kind of how to grow their practice or use mental performance mastery coaching, whether they be a personal trainer in a gym or they're an athletic coach that's working with a team or athletes, or people that are listening to this podcast are going, huh, is the mental performance mastery certification course for me, or should I go get a master's in sports psychology? Because you have a master's in sports psychology, but what was that experience like for you coming out of, you know, playing pro baseball, getting a master's in sports psychology, thinking that, okay, now the jobs are going to be there because I have a master's, but that's not really the way it works.
Yeah, it's you know, really interesting process for me. So I didn't know any better. And so for me, it was, hey, you got your degree. Now you need a master's degree. And many times when you do see job postings that are out there, they require that you have a master's degree. And I think that's changing a little bit, but in the past, that's what was known. So yeah, I jumped on, I completed my master's degree, and along the way, I wanted to know who was out there and what else was being taught. So for me, it was a quick Google search on sports psychologists, who are the mental conditioning experts that are out there. And the name for me that kept popping up was Brian Kane. And it didn't take me long for me to recognize the energy and the influence he was having on everybody that he was able to be in contact with. And honestly, for me, it just opened my eyes to what mental conditioning is. So I got in contact with Kane, with Brian. And as you know, Brian, it's an awesome story, but we did connect. We got together. And what I learned in my master's program and what Brian Kane teaches you through the MPM or in his daily life are two separate things. And for me, that was a game changer, and it became who I wanted to become as an MPM certified coach.
Talk about that, Zach. When you said, you know, that what you got out of the MPM certification and our relationship together and how that was different than a master's program, what do you mean?
Yeah, so for me, let me take this approach to it. So if I'm working with a player, okay, there's almost a difference between a sports psychology individual and an applied sports psychology video. Okay. So So here's what I mean by that. So in sports psychology, I will sit down with a player who I'm working with, and I will say, what is going on? And what is it that you're going through? In applied sports psychology, or a mental performance mastery coach is going to look at you and say, here is how you're going to help yourself with whatever it is you're trying to do. How are you going to help yourself relax? How are you going to help yourself concentrate? How are you going to help yourself get motivated? So if I go back to the example I shared with you earlier, okay, about the last 150 or so games where I was sitting out there playing shortstop, and in the back of my mind, I was saying, please don't hit me the ball. A sports psychology individual would sit down with me, or a psychologist, and he would say, here's what's going on. You're probably going through some performance anxiety. We'd have a great session. I'd walk out of there saying, yeah, I have some performance anxiety. If I were to be trained in the MPM certification, or I'd be talking to Brian Kane, he'd be like, okay, here is how we're going to get over performance anxiety. He's going to start talking about signal lights. He's going to start talking about breathing. He's going to start giving me things that I can do day in and day out that are going to help me to get over or to become stronger at what I need to become stronger at.
It's a great way to put it. You know, it's really like training a set of skills for you to be able to get, you know, improve your performance, you know? And I think if you would talk a little bit about kind of your experience, you know, working now in professional baseball, having, whether it was with the Texas Rangers when you worked with them, or individual clients, you know, that are baseball players that have contacted you, or I know you work with wrestlers, and you work with a lot of athletes that are non-baseball players. And what are some of the tools that you give them, or the strategies that you share with your clients or your athletes that you feel like help you and them get the most results?
Yeah. And maybe the best way for me to start is to give you some, you know, I love to ask questions. So I bumped into Cole Hamels last year with the Texas Rangers, unbelievable pitcher, great career. And I introduced myself, shake his hand, don't want to take a whole lot of his time because he's a busy individual. And I said, Cole, what is one thing that I can give to my young players that's going to help them to get from where they are to where they want to be? And he says, they have to have a routine. Okay, a month later, I'm sitting down at a table with Eric Gagne, one of the greatest closers of all time. And I'm like, you know, Eric Gagne, you know, how can I help these young players to understand what it takes to become the best or their best? And again, he starts talking about routine. So, you know, what is awesome about this, these are players who probably haven't experienced, you know, an MPM certification or may not be through even what Brian Kane has been teaching, but they are teaching, or what they are saying that they needed to get them to be their best is exactly what we're learning in the MPM. And it's awesome for me. So for me, the number one thing I do is I get these guys dialed in on their routines. I start talking about growth and development. You know, lately I've been talking a lot about how a lot of us are scared that we're not good enough and that we are worried we're never going to be the best. And so we start dialing in on progress and how we can attack that to get better each and every day. All of the things we talk about in the MPM. Let me give you an example. So, you know, years ago, I'm a very busy individual in my career right now. I'm working, you know, 14, 16 hour days, which are horrendous and this and that. And for me, it was, I don't have time to do what I want to do. And I think many of you coaches that are out there can relate to that. I don't have time. So Brian and I sat down, we started dialing in on what my day looks like. You know, I have a 7-minute drive to the gym, a 7-minute drive home, a 7-minute drive to work, and a 7-minute drive home from work. We realize I have 28 minutes in which I can either just stay stagnant or I can get better. So, you know, what we've done is we've taken my day, and like Brian will talk about in the MPM and his 168, and find a way to attack it so that I can make it happen for myself, which allows me to become better in what I want to do. So this morning, on my drive to the gym, okay, I learned 5 steps to being persistent, coming from Dr. Rob Gilbert. Awesome, impactful ways in which I can become more persistent. On the way home, I listened to a podcast where it taught me and challenged me on how do I want to show up today? No matter how you feel or what's facing you, how do you want to show up? And it motivated me to act different than I feel. All right, another part of my day is the Daily Dominator, which is a book by Brian Kane. He talked about focus plus organization equals greater productivity. What you learn is you do have time throughout your day if you're planned through your 168. to find ways to become better each and every day. And that's one thing I really try to do for these guys. I have them come across and give me a true daily self-evaluation. We talk about what they did well, what they want to do better, how are they going to do it. And I implement one of Brian's strategies in getting 1% better every day, which is I make them tell me what their 1424 is each and every day. So different things that we do, that we learn, that we pick up on, that we're passionate about. And for me, it's growth. And when I say growth in the players that I try to influence, I can stand there and teach these techniques to them because it's who I have become from being around Brian and from the MPM certifications. Changed me as a person. I have more energy. I'm more impactful. I'm more energetic about life, and I just love it.
Man, Zach, I'm humbled by your words, man. And if I'm sitting here, I created the MPM certification, and I'm sitting here, I feel like I'm drinking out of a fire hydrant trying to take notes, man. You're spitting so much at us. I love it. You know, one of the things you mentioned that I think is so tangible, you know, and I think that's why, you know, I'm so excited about the MPM certification is because of the direction and the guidance that I got, you know, from Joel Jameson and working to create this and his work with 8 weeks out and, you know, heart rate variability and kind of going through that and going through precision nutrition with Dr. John Berardi and stepping back going, okay, wait a minute. I can help trainers and coaches, you know, kind of complete what I call the triad, right? It's like strength and conditioning and nutrition. And the other tip of that triangle is mental performance mastery, and make it in a way that is very applicable and very tangible and very tools based so that any coach or any trainer can go through the certification and literally take tools and start implementing them immediately. And some of the things that you've talked about, a focus, you know, a well better how plan, right? And the 1% better plan, which we talk about in the certification of everyone says, hey, let's get 1% better today. And that's motivational speaker BS. And what the mental performance mastery certification is in the program is it's, you know, take this concept of let's get 1% better every day, which every football coach and trainer in America is going to say, but then how do you make it tangible? And you said 1424. What is that?
Yeah, for me, it's a game changer. And I talk about it anytime I talk to anybody. So it is, again, you're right. All motivational speakers talk about getting 1% better every single day. They do. And for me, I said, yeah, I love that concept. But how do you do it? And this goes back to being applied sports psychology or applied mental conditioning. How do we take it from a great idea to actually putting it in action? And so, you know, 1% of your day, there's 1,440 minutes, 18 minutes and 24 seconds. So when I talk to my players, I said, I can guarantee you success if you will follow up the 1424 plan. Well, what is the 1424 plan? Well, is it worth it for you? And there's a key word I throw in here. Is it worth it for you to invest 1% of your day into doing something that's going to make you better? And they always tell me yes, all the time. So last year, I'm working with the Texas Rangers. I go in there and I'm talking about progress. Listen, we can't expect you to be the best. We don't even know if you're good enough. So let's forget those things we can't control. Can you get better? And they all say yes. And so I fly out of Arizona with a challenge for them to get better every day. Fly back in a week later. All right. Walk up to them. I'm speaking to them. And I said, how many of you got better this week? They all raised their hand. And I said, how do you know you got better? And the room went silent. I said, how do you know you got better this week? And one gentleman, you know, one of the players raised his hand. He says, well, we worked hard. And I said, absolutely. That's step number one. You got to be able to put the time in. But how do you know you got better? And then I introduced the 1424 plan. So is it worth it for you to invest 1% of your day into doing something that's going to get yourself better? Yes, it is. The example I give is, let's say you really struggle doing push-ups. Okay, push-ups are hard for a lot of us. If you committed 14 minutes and 24 seconds each day to working on your push-up in six months from now, would you be better at push-ups? Yes, you would. Guaranteed? Yes, guaranteed you would get better at that. And you can apply that to any part of your life. That can be to your marriage. That can be to your schoolwork. That can be to learning to play the piano. No matter what it is what is your 1424? And the best thing for me is I fly around and meet with my teams and we consult with teams and this and that. I can fly out to my AA team that I'm working with. I haven't been there in 5 weeks. I can grab my shortstop and I can say, what is your 1424? And if he can rattle it off to me, I know he's getting better every single day. So I've implemented this in my life, in all areas of my life. And I have, you know, I have a few different 1424s that I love to work on. And I know that I am getting better. And you know, as I talk with people, young players especially, and parents of young players, they talk to me about how their kids are struggling with confidence. What's the number one way to build confidence? Create victories for these guys. And how do you create victories? By attacking your 14-24, no matter what it is. You get that every single day, and you will build that belief system.
Man, you said the number one way to build confidence. What was that again? Number one way to build confidence is what?
For me, is to create personal victories.
Yeah. I love that. Create personal victories. And I think for the coaches or trainers or the people listening to this, you know, the Mental Performance Mastery Certification is going to be full of simple to use tools, just like the 14-24. And Zach, you were kind of in and out a little bit, but 14-24, 14 minutes and 24 seconds is 1% of a day. In a day, there's 1,440 minutes, and 1% of that is 14 minutes and 24 seconds. Is that right?
Absolutely. Right on.
Love it. Zach, what else from the Mental Performance Mastery Certification would you say is a very simple to use, easy to implement strategy that any coach that goes through the program could immediately start using with their athletes or you know, people that they're personally training?
The thing about the Mental Performance Mastery that I was blown away with, you know, and I've known Brian Kane, I've worked alongside him. He's let me speak at some of his events and spent a lot of time at his home. The thing that blew me away is everything that Brian knows and everything that Brian teaches is available to you. It's an open book. And I was, the amount of information that was put in this MPM at your disposal, it's there, it's available to you, and you will become whoever you want to become with the MPM certification. I want to throw that in there first. So, from there, you know, there's several things, you know, the mental imagery and visualization, culture is a big buzzword, you know, in college programs and in high school programs, and talk about how do you create culture within your high school program? It's all laid out for you in the MPM certification. But my favorite thing, and I know I've been driving this point home really hard, is the information in the MPM certification is not like reading a textbook. It's not like here is what is going on. It is how do you become better at this? This is how you can do it. Try this right now, and you will see results.
Awesome. Zach, I know your time is precious, man. And I want to thank you for taking time to join us here on the podcast and to share your experience in mental performance mastery. I think for any coach that is, or person that's listening to this, right, a coach, a personal trainer, and they're going, man, you know, is this mental performance mastery certification for me? Like, I like to write programs for my athletes physically, or I like to throw batting practice or hit ground balls, or, you know, hey, I'm a line coach in football. Do I really need mental performance mastery? You know, having been a major league baseball player, having been a professional coach with the Texas Rangers, what advice would you give to those people that are maybe on the fence about wanting to try the mental performance mastery certification? What would you say to those guys? For those gals?
You know, this has kind of been a catch line for me and what I've done, but it's time to get in the game. It really is. And, you know, you're an amazing coach out there. You're doing everything you can to give your players everything that they need. This is something that they need. It is something that they have to do. And what you need to understand is this not only is going to help your players, but it's going to change you. And you will never be the same as a person. So real quick story, Kane, I had the chance when I first met Brian to sit down with Coach Slossnagel at TCU. And I asked him if Kane is for real. I said, is this guy for real? And he looked at me straight in the eyes and he says, I've never been the same since I met him. And I really tried to figure out for myself what he meant by that. And it hit me hard the other day as I came home. You know, I'm listening to a book that Kane recommended for me. And instead of driving to work to do about 30 minutes of work, I put on the running shoes and I decided to run into work as I'm listening to this book. And I came home and I was talking to my youngest daughter and I was like, you know, Cambry, I'm a little bit sore. I'm a little bit tired and this and that. And she looked at me and she says, Dad, you need to act different than you feel. And I just love how influential mental conditioning, peak performance is on everybody around you, because it is who you become. And when people see who you become, they want to become you. And that's what the MPM's done for me.
Awesome. Zach, for people that are listening to this that maybe want to reach out to you and you know, learn more about you or your offerings, or you know, they want you to come speak to their organization, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Yeah, my goal is for you to be phenomenal. And so I'm Zach at Phenom Sports. is my email. Also, I'm on Insta and Facebook on zsorensen.phenomsports or Twitter at zsorensenphenom. So, you know, I'm super excited. I'd love to chat with you guys about anything. Obviously, I definitely recommend that you jump on board with the MPM certification as well as the immersion events that Kane puts on. And these are game changers, and not just for your team, but for you as well.
Awesome. Zach Sorensen, I appreciate you taking time out of your life, man, to join us here on the podcast and to be our spotlight MPM coach, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Get in the game.